Hi, Michaela Lafrac here. The podcast you are about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Vermont's primary elections are just over a month away on August 13th, and early voting is already underway. State and local officials are hard at work making sure ballots are accurate and voters are ready. Do you have questions about how to register to vote, whether you're eligible, or what state officials are doing right now to ensure our elections run smoothly and fairly? Give us a call. Our number is 800-639-2211. You can also email us at vermontedition@vermontpublic.org. Here to answer your questions is Vermont's Secretary of State, Sarah Copeland Hanzus. Her office oversees voter registration and election procedures. Secretary of State, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Michaela.
And we are also joined today by the relatively new Director of Elections, Sean Sheehan. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Michaela. It's great to be here.
So you assumed this role in early May. Tell us about what you do.
Well, I oversee the Elections Division, and we are responsible for elections, for campaign finance reporting, and for lobbying reporting.
What are the requirements around campaign finance reporting? What do candidates need to report to your office?
Well, today is actually – that's a great question for today because the deadline is actually midnight tonight.
Oh.
And candidates are required to report any funds they raise or spend at $500 or more. So if they don't raise or spend $500, they aren't required to report to us. If they do, then they are required to report that.
Mm. And come tomorrow after the deadline, if you don't receive something that you think you should have from a candidate, what happens next?
Well, Michaela, I'd love to jump in there.
Please.
Because we've had a lot of folks over the years sort of lament that there doesn't seem to be any enforcement, which is true. The statutes don't give enforcement authority except in really outrageous cases. So many times there are perceptions that someone should have filed because they're spending money on a campaign, but they didn't file. And so 5 days after today, our office will publish a list of the all of the qualified candidates who have not yet filed a campaign finance disclosure, which doesn't necessarily mean they were required to file a disclosure if they haven't raised or spent $500 because they're not aggressively campaigning or they're waiting until later in the election season to really kick it in. But it just will give a little added transparency to folks to be able to see who out there has reported and who hasn't.
Mm. Oh, we love us some transparency. That's great. So, Secretary, this primary election is a little less glitzy and exciting, let's say, than the last one in 2022, when several incumbents were not seeking re-election, really opened up the field. I'm thinking here in particular of Senator Patrick Leahy. 7 Days reports that there are three times fewer contested primaries for statewide offices this year compared to 2022. Does that change the amount of work that goes into preparing for the elections?
No, from our office's perspective, you know, we really, we have the same amount of work that we need to do to get the candidates qualified and then to lay out all of the different ballots. Sean can talk a lot about that process because his team has just been scrambling to get that done. And then make sure that all of the ballots get delivered to the clerks in time. So, you know, that workload is really pretty similar, regardless of whether we have multiple candidates in multiple offices or just one candidate.
Mm. And speaking of just one candidate, I should note that you, Secretary, are running for re-election as well.
Yes.
And there are still a number of contested statewide offices, including the Democratic candidate for governor and the Democratic and Republican candidates for lieutenant governor. Vermont Edition is going to be holding candidate debates for those races towards the end of July, so be sure to keep an eye out for that. Let's talk brass tacks around the elections. Sean, is there a deadline to register to vote?
Nope. In Vermont, you can show up on August 13th and register and vote on the same day. Now, having said that, It's, you know, we all know how summer can fly by. It's going to be Labor Day before we blink in Vermont and you miss summer. So a great thing to do to if you aren't registered is to visit my voter page, which is mvp.vermont.gov. That's a section of the Secretary of State's page. It's very simple. You can log in there. You don't even need to create a login and password. Just basic information about yourself. And from there, you can request a ballot. If you're not registered, you can register. From there, you can contact your town or city clerk. I actually did it myself a couple weeks ago, and my ballot showed up in the mail 2 days ago on Saturday. So I can. I'm going to be here all summer helping make sure we have smooth elections. But if I weren't, I'd be able to take care of that now and make sure I don't miss out on voting.
And the other reason, Michaela, that we really want folks to check out your My Voter page is because for the November general election, your My Voter page is where you'll be able to get a copy of your voter guide, the voter guide that tracks all of the candidates for offices that are on your ballot. We really think that that's a great way to empower voters and is a really good complement to the automatic vote by mail that happens in November. So get used to going to your My Voter page. Check out what's available there because there are a lot of great resources.
Well, if you have questions about voting in the primary, give us a call at 800-639-2211. We received an email today from the Vermont Public Interest Research Group, VPIRG. It's a nonprofit consumer and environmental advocacy organization. They write, today's Supreme Court decision regarding presidential immunity, referring to a case involving former President Donald Trump, suggests that presidents can use and abuse the powers of their office in unprecedented ways. Former President Donald Trump, they write, has already threatened to interfere directly in elections, including having the Department of Homeland Security take control of voting machines in key states. What assurances can the Secretary of State offer Vermonters about her willingness to stand up to these kinds of threats to our democracy?
Well, Michaela, I believe very deeply to my core that the right to vote is fundamental and needs to be protected for every citizen in a democracy. And I can assure Vermonters that we will continue to do the good work that we have always done. This office has a long track record of well-run elections, in fact, top in the nation. But we will continue to focus on that in the face of any upcoming threats.
Well, we included a line in our description of this show on vermontpublic.org about your work to ensure that elections are free and fair, your office's work. One person, Edgar in Brandon, wrote in to say that that wording perpetuates the idea that elections in the U.S. are unfair or rigged, even after the 2020 election was found to be as well run and fair as any election in our history. Edgar writes, to continue to bring attention to the falsehood that elections in the U.S. are not fair will only give more life to this lie. Sean Sheehan, I'm curious for your thoughts on this and how much attention we should all be giving to concerns about free and fair elections.
Yeah, I think, you know, with all due respect to the listener on that, I think those voices are going to be out there. Depending on what media people follow, you know, they're going to be hearing some of those criticisms. And so I think one of the things that we really want to get out there is to know where there is the trusted source of information. And every Secretary of State in the nation is responsible for overseeing free and fair elections and for getting out that information. So we think the website of the Secretary of State here in Vermont, as well as Secretary of States in other states, are that source that can be that trusted information, because there is so much disinformation that's going to be out there. Knowing where to go, where to find the information, where to find those explanations of really how we know that the elections are protected. As the Secretary just mentioned, with Massachusetts Institute of Technology, their Elections Performance Index, which has rated Vermont number one in the nation in both 2016 and 2020, and has a whole series of metrics that they go by to show how states are performing. I think getting out that objective information like that is a strong way to refute this disinformation.
Mm. Secretary, any additional thoughts there?
Well, I share in Edgar's frustration because I do believe that we have very well-run elections in this state and in many places across the country. In fact, I think the sum total of all the work that is done in running elections in every state in the union points to we are living in a vibrant democracy that ensures that every vote is counted. And yet, as Sean mentions, there still are people who are hearing these lies and believing these lies. And so I think in any opportunity that we get, we want to remind people that our elections are free and fair and accessible.
Hmm. Well, as we've mentioned, the primaries are on August 13th. If you request a ballot by mail, you will get three: Republican, Democratic, and Progressive. Can you vote in all three, Sean?
No, you cannot. And actually, if you go to my voter page, the mvp.vermont.gov, and you get your ballot in the mail, like I did Saturday, as I noted, it'll have the clear instructions right on it. And when you open your ballot, you'll see that there's actually a couple envelopes in there. And one will say to put the voted ballot in there. That's the ballot. So you choose. You can choose either to vote in the Progressive primary or the Republican primary or the Democrat primary. So you're not going to mark two of those, the two that you don't vote. You're going to fold those and put them in the envelope that is marked unvoted ballot. And the ballot you are voting, you will fill out and put that in the other envelope. And then you'll want to put those together into the bigger envelope and return those to your city or town clerk. You can put them back in the mail, send them that way. You're also welcome to vote your ballot at home, to research it and then bring it in advance of Election Day or on Election Day. But it's going to be the same process whether you vote in person or whether you vote by mail. You have to vote on one of the three ballots and you have to return the two other ballots unvoted.
Mm. And in statewide and federal primaries, Secretary, who is eligible to vote?
Vermonters who are registered to vote are eligible to vote. And so you can register either automatically when you go to the DMV, or as Sean said earlier, you can visit my voter page or visit your own town clerk to register to vote. Mm-hmm. So for federal elections, obviously, we can only register citizens to vote, and that is slightly different than local elections in those handful of communities in Vermont that welcome all residents to vote.
Hmm. Burlington, Winooski, and Montpelier. What about 17-year-olds?
Well, because we have made a constitutional change in Vermont, 17-year-olds who will be 18 by the November election are able to vote in the primary. So we pushed this for the presidential primary in March, hoping that we would get some of those young people who really wanted to get out and jump into helping us decide our presidential preference. And we're pushing that again for the August primary. That a lot of times the primary is really where the action is. And so we know that folks who want to get out there and help determine who our leaders will be would be better off to vote in the primary because there's so much going on.
All right. Well, 17-year-olds, get at it. It's an exciting opportunity. Secretary of State Sarah Copeland Hanzus, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
And Director of Elections Sean Sheehan, thank you as well.
Thank you, Michaela.